Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Mark Johnson. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says this is very much like spring on Venus, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, come on. We don't have to do that. Oh, stop it. You people, honestly, we have some all the news that is here now, that leftover news that's not really isn't, because it actually is true, and it's usually from around here. For example, the town of Waukesha board gives Five Diamonds Youth Baseball Complex ability to sell alcohol, which I think has got to be a good thing. I'm just saying. Might as well get used to it now if you're going to drink and play softball. What about this? Here in Madison, man shopping for Swisher's Sweets robs Madison gas station. Police are searching for a man who implied he had a weapon, robbed a gas station. The man asked for a pack of Swisher Sweet cigars, but left when the clerk told him there were none in stock, came back with his hands stuffed in his pockets earlier, and demanded cash. And again, Swisher Sweets. So some people should not be in crime, I guess, is what all this means. Shouldn't be hard to find, though. How about this? A little something different. Man says referee punched him during soccer game. Kind of like to see a little turnaround there is fair play. That was at Milwaukee County Indoor Sports Complex. Truck crash spills animal parts on highway around Highway 26 in Fond du Lac County near Rosendale. If this had happened, like, before a Packer game, can you imagine having to navigate animal parts on the way to Lambeau Field? Rosendale's a speed trap to begin with, but animal parts.
Scoop them up for the tailgate.
Yeah, scoop them up. Oh, yeah, scoop them up, cook them up. Love it. That one, no. Dad gets restraining order against kindergartner in Kenosha. A Kenosha County father says his daughter is being bullied by a kindergarten classmate, has taken out a restraining order against the five-year-old. His daughter had been had stones, rocks and stones thrown at her. Somewhat standard at five, but shouldn't happen. School should have done something sooner, the father said. They said the student stayed in class with his daughter till he got the order. There are two sides of every story, according to a district spokesman at Kenosha Unified, but she couldn't talk about specifics. It's a restraining order, that's a good thing. Tick population survives harsh winter in Wisconsin. Some good news from this winter. The ticks got through it just fine. Area SWAT teams storm New Berlin neighborhood in training exercise. That's a lot of fun to wake up to. Oh, here it is. What event planners think of Milwaukee? They did a survey because they're trying to get more people to bring their conventions and such to Milwaukee. And they wanted to know what people thought about that, and they thought about Milwaukee. The greatest deterrents to event planners who are considering Milwaukee are a lack of client interest in the destination and its location. So that's going to be tough to overcome, I guess, both of those things. One of them maybe you get away with. And finally, a runaway horse and buggy crashes into a Darlington police squad in Darlington, not too far from here. But in fairness, the officer actually cut off the horse and buggy with his squad car, so it ran. It didn't actually run into him. He more or less blocked it. 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, Lafayette County Sheriff's Department said in a news release, Darlington Police Officer Stephen Messner responded to a report of a runaway horse and buggy on Galena Street. As the horse and buggy entered Main Street, Officer Messner attempted to block the unit from continuing northbound on Main. Galena Street becomes Main, north of the Pecatonia. The buggy hit the Ford Explorer squad car and stopped a short distance from the crash scene. The buggy was unoccupied. There you have it. All the news that is from around here. Just to let you know that life goes on no matter what. And finally, because we advertised it, I got to give a memo or two. That's right, each week at this time, actual memos from actual listeners. I don't understand this one at all, but here it is. It goes to all staff, and I guess this is a Pilates and fitness studio in Missouri. But reads this following: Fight the Filthy Fly Month. As you know, each month we pick an appropriate holiday to use as a theme for decorating the studio. Most months are easy: January, New Year's, February, Valentine's, March, St. Patrick's, etc. June is a little tougher. Flag Day is in June, but since July is Independence Day, the decor is too similar. In researching important days in June, I found that it is National Rose Month, Accordion Awareness Month, Adopt a Cat Month, and various others. Since we are a fitness studio and we do deal in health, I felt that Fight the Filthy Fly Month would be a good theme for us. June was chosen as the month for National Fight the Filthy Fly Month because farm animals seem to be particularly bothered by these pests in June. Making this a nationally recognized month raises the awareness of the dangers of flies to people and animals. We'll be using fly swatters as part of our decoration. Fly swatters have been around a long time, but they are one of the most effective ways to eliminate flies in the home. If you have any extra fly swatters, we could really use them. Any color, any size. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much for that.